This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Attorney General William Barr failed to show up to testify before the House Judiciary Committee Thursday, refusing to comply with demands related to the special counsel's report on Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Justice Department objecting to a move to allow staff lawyers to take part in the questioning. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi then accused Barr of lying to Congress after Thursday's hearing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Pelosi says Barr did not tell the truth to lawmakers.
He lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime.
She did not say which testimony she was referring to, but Barr had told senators last month he did not know whether Special Counsel Bob Mueller agreed with his conclusions about the Russia report. It was revealed yesterday Mueller had complained about the conclusions 2 weeks earlier. Pelosi says Barr's testimony raises deadly serious questions. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Venezuela's socialist president Nicolas Maduro is clinging to power. Thursday morning, Maduro was greeted by troops singing and clapping as he joined them. The disputed president called on the country's armed forces to oppose any coup plotter after opposition leader Juan Guaido failed to win defections from military leaders.
Por eso digo, hay que salirle al paso a la traición.
After 2 days of massive street demonstrations against the government, Maduro said during a televised address with the military high command, to the traitors, detain them, to the coup plotters, reject them. Guaido, supported by a small contingent of defecting security forces, called for a massive uprising against Maduro days earlier. This is VOA News. More than 100 million people are in the path of Cyclone Fani as it slowly moves toward the eastern Indian state of Odisha. The cyclone, generating winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour, is expected to make landfall early Friday. Fani has intensified significantly during the past couple of days, prompting the India Meteorological Department to refer to it as an extremely severe cyclonic storm. India has begun to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people as meteorologists warn of a, quote, total destruction of thatched houses. That's a common dwelling in rural low-lying areas of the impoverished state. Catholic services are being canceled for a second weekend in Sri Lanka's capital after the government warned of more possible attacks by the same Islamic State-linked group that carried out Easter suicide bombings. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The spokesman for the Colombo Diocese said that Cardinal Malcolm Ranjit had canceled all Sunday services in the diocese based on the latest security reports. Last week, Muslims were told to stay home for Friday prayers, and all of Sri Lanka's Catholic churches were closed. However, Sri Lanka's Muslim leaders were encouraging believers to return to mosques for Friday prayers and have requested extra security. The April 21st bombings at churches and luxury hotels killed more than 250 people. Steve Miller, VOA News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told a London court Thursday he would oppose extradition to the United States. Assange spoke to the Westminster Magistrates Court via video link from a British prison. He said he did not want to surrender myself for extradition for doing journalism, that he has won many awards and protected many people. Julian Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says she's concerned about Assange's health during the process.
His health has deteriorated significantly during the course of his confinement inside the embassy without access to medical treatment. And now that he's in the prison, he's effectively in his cell all the time by himself. And I am concerned about his ongoing health problems as a result.
The U.S. has requested Assange be extradited to be tried on charges of conspiracy, saying he collaborated with former U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to hack Pentagon computers in March 2010. Reuters reports American negotiators locked in trade talks with China are expected to win more access to the Chinese cloud computing market than expected under an initial proposal. That's according to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce official on Thursday. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.